Occupy New Hampshire caught the wave of protests that swept the nation in October of 2011. The group had a city permit to protest during the day in the park, but after only two nights of camping out, police removed the protesters, arresting five. Occupy's attorney, Larry Vogelman, contends the group was trying to send a message with their encampment.
What they were showing is that disparate people from a Tea Party representative, Free Staters, anarchists, employers, the unemployed veterans, can live together.
But Lisa Wolford from the Attorney General's office argued it was not clear that the Occupy movement had a single message.
And I'm just not convinced, and nor do I think the court should be, that the record establishes that there was an intent here to convey a particularized message.
The state also points out that the U.S. Supreme Court has already decided that restricting protesters from sleeping in parks is reasonable. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.